Glory to Jesus Christ. Very often we are, there's a reminder given to us about prayer, how important prayer is, how it is transforming our lives, how prayer attracts God's grace, how this God's grace really changes our life. We know all those things, but many times we feel that somehow it is not working in my life. They don't feel this, really this huge power of prayer about which other people are talking so much, but I don't feel that in real. It's sometimes it's, we have this feeling that God is not answering to our prayers, that He is not listening. But it doesn't mean that it is not true. Prayer has huge power. And all this holy teacher of spiritual life, they say, don't think that you will be growing, don't think that you will do something in your spiritual life if prayer is missing in your life. Good prayer. And today we have our gospel of this Sunday gives us one example of prayer, and our feast, this meeting, baby Jesus with Simeon and Anne, shows us fruit of prayer. Somehow we can see where spiritual life starts, and feast shows us that where it is, it not conclusion, but this highest level of spiritual life. How does it look like? Let's look at first the gospel about and look to this publican, a sinner, not worthy man, who came to temple and he said very simple prayer with whole his heart. O Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Christ says about this man that he went out justified. How powerful this prayer which comes from this compunction, from this heart in pain. How huge power it is that it changes whole soul and heart of this man. And sometimes we pray this prayer a lot of, but we forget that, well, this is the beginning. To be justified by God, like was that man, it doesn't mean that process, making this deep relationship with God is over, that because I'm justified, so I'm ready to go to heaven. No, it is just beginning after which we have to continue in this relationship with God. And we do it through prayer because we pray more and more and more. And through this we expose our soul to God's grace. And we are going through slowly transformation because this prayer opens us for understanding of God's knowledge, God's truth. And we start to make step by step towards deeper and deeper relationship with God. And what is the end of this, our effort? Our feast shows us there was this Simeon there, old man, who spent his life in temple. The same, this woman, Anne, she spent her life in temple. What are we doing in temple if we are not praying? And we can result of this prayerful life in their experience. They were able to see God. Temple was filled with these children who came to fulfill the law, Moses' law. And those two people, these old people, had ability to recognize God among those children. And this is something what is the goal of our life. We should be able to see God. And all these teachers of spiritual life, they say, this is the highest form of prayer, when we really understand, we see beyond this visible world, we see further, we see some this glimpse of heaven already. That we start to understand totally that there is this beautiful next life. When we stand in awe in front of God and we are not able to satisfy ourselves with this beauty that is open for us. This is the goal. To come to justification, just to forgiveness of sin, it is the first step in the journey. First step. And even we have this urge in our souls to pray, we have to be many times very careful how we do this, because we can destroy this moment of grace. Look, Gospel gives us two examples. There were two men who had this urge to go to temple. It started somewhere, who knows, maybe in home, maybe on the street. We don't know that. We don't know this detail. But there were two men who had this feeling, this urge, that they have to express something. Then publican felt and he saw his sins, and he had this urge to look for help. Pharisee, he saw many things, good things he was doing, and he felt urge to give glory to God. But they didn't just stand and say, oh God, you know, forgive me, or oh God, thank you. They put this urge, the thought, to action. They went to temple. They went, and because they wanted to stand in front of God, they put it to action. How different it is from this teaching of false teachers of spiritual life of present time, when they say, just pray, where are you? You don't need church for. No, we need, because we are material beings, we still have a body. We need this space, material space, to meet God. And it is to go to the church, or to go to place where we worship God, special place. It is this movement, it's expression that we are serious about that. So they went. They put this urge to action. They went to temple. And both, they started to pray. Publican was hurt, and we are talking about, he used right words connected with right state of his heart. He came to God with humility and was begging for help. He was begging for help and he was justified. That Pharisee, he came, even he answered this on this urge with correct movement, but he damaged his prayer, because what was missing was humility in heart. He came to God and he really had this urge to praise God, to give thanks, but he poisoned it because he started to compare himself with this publican. Because pride was in his heart, so he was not prepared for good prayer, for good approach to God. And nothing happened in his life. He didn't go back justified. Probably he just called upon himself wrath of God. And I think in this it's a key for us how we should start to pray. Yes, if there are sins, even serious sin, we should not ignore this urge which is from time to time, which appears in our hearts through God's grace when God calls us to repentance. We should not just stay as, well, yeah, I'm a sinner, God forgive me. We should put the thought to concrete action. We have to do something. God calls you through this feeling to do something, something active, to come to him. And it is through many things, through prayer, through confession, through giving time for God, through coming and to come earlier or staying longer here in his presence, to let him to melt this our frozen heart and soul. May we are able to receive his grace. And still when we come, we should test our thoughts, our intentions, and we have to remove everything what is tainted by our passions, our sinful thinkings, with judgment and pride. We should stand in front of him naked as we are, showing him and seeing our own unworthiness, that we are sinners who need help. This is the only advice these teachers give us, only one from many advices these holy teachers of spiritual life they teach us. But even this one advice can help us to really use the power of prayer for transformation of our heart. And step by step, day by day, we will be going through this understanding of next spiritual laws to the moment when we'll be able, as Anna and Simeon, to see God, to see beyond this world, when we'll be able to get this glimpse of future world, and we will be standing in awe in front of our Lord. So pay attention to quality of your prayer. And remember, this is our crying, O Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. It's just the beginning, not the end, of our spiritual growth. Amen.